Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network. Jeffrey Mosier sitting in for Chris Holman on the road. Well, recording remotely as we all are tended to do so these days. And this time around, reaching out to Tom Dowling, FSU, and that in this case is Ferris State University in Michigan's Assistant Dean and Director of the Office of Research and Sponsored Programs. Tom, welcome to the Michigan Business Beat.
Oh, thanks, Jeffrey. Good to be with you.
And real briefly, I know that most of the audience knows about Ferris State University, but you're welcome to go there, and then more so regarding your department at Ferris State University.
Yeah, sure thing, Jeffrey. Yeah, Ferris State, great institute of higher education, really wide variety of educational programs, strong history of teaching students really with applied, really close to applied, career-oriented programs and things like that, Jeffrey. And some of our programs, like pharmacy, has a long history of educating pharmacists in Michigan, but making a pivot in the last, I'd say, close to 10 years or so, more into the actual research space, getting into areas where we're looking into solving problems that are facing, things like healthcare and pharmaceuticals, and asking questions and trying to help answer some of those questions with research being done on campus. In our faculty, some of our newer faculty have been trained in research, and they're coming in with needs in the area of research, things like laboratory equipment and things that are needed to help answer questions in the drug discovery space. So there's been a lot of activity in that area recently in terms of research.
Excellent. Well, Tom, from what I understand, I saw a headline come across my desk, and it said that Ferris State University researcher had received national and statewide recognition. And so that's why we wanted to reach out and hear from you. We've already heard from MEDC on this topic, but could you drill down onto some of this recognition?
Sure thing, yes. We've had a couple of technologies developed and invented really at Ferris State in the last 3 to 4 years or so. And one of those technologies is an invention by one of our faculty, Dr. Eric Nybo, in the College of Pharmacy. He's coming up with new ways to synthesize drugs using a novel platform that actually uses a bacterium, where he is kind of bioengineering the bacterium to actually make precursors to new drugs. And it's that technology that we've been able to work with MEDC, and Denise Graves has been a huge resource to us in terms of making contacts with folks at other universities across the state, as well as industry contacts there to help in the development of that technology. But we've really just benefited immensely from the resources of MEDC, and in particular, Michigan State University Technologies. Rich Chilla there has been a great mentor to me personally. Folks at U of M in their drug discovery space. We've had mentors and residents as part of the MEDC program, and one of those has really just taken a lead in helping us along the way, and that's Kieran Studer-Rabler. She's really been a mentor to both me and the faculty that have been working with her along the way. And so the technology that Dr. Nybo has developed has gained some attention both in the state and nationally, and some of the work that he's doing tied to that technology has been funded recently by two federal grants, one from the National Institutes of Health, the National Cancer Institute. I has funded one of his projects. That's a 3-year grant, approximately $400,000 or so over 3 years. And also the National Science Foundation, NSF, has funded another project that involves some of his research. So really he's going to have two federally funded grants over the next 3 years that'll help fund his research as well as the students working in his labs.
Perfect. Yeah, that's exactly where I was headed next, as Dr. Eric Nybo's grant awards from NIOH and the NSF. But if you want to, you're certainly welcome to dig a little bit deeper there just for a minute or so on some of the lines of research there.
Yeah, sure thing. Yeah, Dr. Nybo, again, is just really, his background has been in synthetic chemistry. I think he did his graduate work at University of Kentucky and a postdoc there as well. He's brought his research lab here to Ferris, and he's just really doing amazing things in his lab. And one of the things to point out with his research, as well as most of the faculty research at Ferris, is that those faculty bring undergraduate students into their labs to really work one-on-one throughout the year. And it's one of those opportunities at a place like Ferris State, where we don't have graduate-level programs like PhD graduate students, for example, and postdocs in their labs. our faculty are doing a lot of their work really hands-on, one-on-one with undergraduate students. And the two federal grants that you just mentioned, Jeffrey, that the NIH and the NSF will have undergraduate students as critical parts of those grants. And we're excited about the opportunities, you know, that provides for those students then to go on. And many of them are also then interested in going on to graduate school to places like the Van Andel Institute and U of M, for example. But those projects really focus on using bioengineering of bacteria. Many of those are soil bacteria that are just under your feet, actually, when you walk outside. Those bacteria can be re-engineered to actually create new antibiotics, and the soil bacteria particularly have the ability to produce antibiotic-type compounds that some of them actually have anti-cancer activities, and that's one of the areas that Dr. Nybel is interested in.
Oh, perfect. And you alluded to MEDC and Denise Graves a little bit earlier, but I'd love to hear briefly as we wrap this conversation up, how Ferris State University sees organizations like MEDC, especially for helping to foster that research and startup growth at FSU.
Well, MEDC is just an amazing resource at the state level. I was a professor at the University of Maryland prior to coming here to Ferris, and they had a similar infrastructure within the state, but I think MEDC has even gone further with what they're doing. But their subway map and things where they have laid out where university technologies can be developed from the very, very early stages, things like the proof of concept grants, what's called the advanced program that provides early seed funding for pilot projects. And we've been the beneficiary of three of those grants at Ferris, but that's critical for the early development of things like prototypes and proof of concept for new drug molecules, for example. But things all the way up in through then the MTRAC program and the Teach-VN network that provides the mentors and the tech transfer interns and things that help vet new technologies, all the way up in through then up into the help with developing startup companies and spinoffs that we haven't gotten to that point yet, but there's talk of heading in that direction as well. But MEDC really provides just amazing support and critical funding along that spectrum of development that a place like Ferris State University really can't grow as an institution, you know, undergraduate focused institution without those types of resources. So we're just extremely thankful to Denise and MEDC.
Perfect. Well, Tom, thank you so much for spending some time with the Michigan Business Beat today.
Sure thing, Jeffrey. Good being with you.
Excellent. Once again, Tom Dowling, FSU, that's Ferris State University's Assistant Dean and Director of the Office of Research and Sponsored Programs, has been my guest just now. We'll be back with more Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network.